The Colorado Avalanche have been in Colorado for more than 2 decades now. We've had some amazing players take the ice here, and we've had some guys here just long enough to get a cup of coffee with the team. We've had number one draft picks play single-digit games in the NHL, and we've had seventh-round draft picks play well past the NHL average lifespan. We're going to cover each and every one of them, no matter how long it takes. Every player, one by one, until we're done.
Mikhail Kulishov.
Mikhail Kulishov was born January 7th, 1981 in Perm, Russia. He was a first-round pick, the 25th overall for the Colorado Avalanche in the 1999 NHL entry draft. Despite having a super awesome Russian last name, he also came with a little bit of size. He was 6'2", 203 pounds, which made him about 2 inches taller than the average hockey player in 1999. If you'd like to see the other height and weight differences from 1914 until the current year, check the show notes. A few other names that came out of that 1999 NHL entry draft include Patrick Steffen, the Sedin brothers, Tim Connelly, Barrett Jackson, and a handful of forgettables. Honestly, the most interesting pick that the Avalanche had in that 1999 NHL entry draft was Radim Vrbata, 212 overall in the 7th round. But alas, we're not here to talk about diamonds in the rough, we're here to talk about prospects who never got past that prospect level. Clearly, somebody somewhere thought Kulishov was going to be a big enough deal to draft in the first round, but further evidence can be found by searching the internet and sites like eBay to find hockey cards. And on the back of one particular Topps card from 2004, it reads like this. When Rob Blake and Travis Brigley went on injured reserve on February 20th, 2004, the Avalanche called up Mikhail, or Michael, depending on who's calling the name at the time, who made his NHL debut in Dallas that evening. Although he's yet to post any big scoring numbers, many feel he has a strong upside. Kulishov, who possesses excellent size and strength, is a shifty skater who can control the puck. The Avs thought enough of the Russian winger to draft him in the first round in 1999. This card and many links, and also a picture of him wearing a number 99 Avs jersey, can be found in the show notes. Be sure to check those out after the podcast. Go to coloradohockey.com and you'll find it there. But I digress. Kulishov is one of these guys who never actually played a full season anywhere. In Russia, over 4 years, he played 81 games, the equivalent of one NHL season. And by the time they got to the Hershey Bears in 2000-2001, he played a grand total of 195 games over 4 years. In the 2003-2004 season, the Colorado Avalanche called up young Kulishov, and he played exactly 3 games, or at least he's listed for 3 games with 0 points, 0 penalties, 0 anything. I'm not sure he actually ever touched the ice. But regardless, he did manage to get to the NHL for 3 games with the Colorado Avalanche in the 2003-2004 season. Starting in the 2004-2005 season, he found himself playing in Russia again, first in St. Petersburg and then back at home in Perm. Kulishov would round off his career in the 2005-2006 season playing in the BLR, or the BLX, which is the Belarusian Extra League. Yeah, we've never heard of that one either. This podcast and every other podcast that we do is brought to you by AbsFam, absfam.com, for the coolest hockey shirts you can't find anywhere else because they're not available anywhere else. They're only there. Go check them out. Be awesome. www.absfam.com.